For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Minnesota Baseball Association and the 2024 state tournament is underway. Class B, Class C, four sites on opening weekend. Shakopee helping out on opening weekend. And then, of course, Green Isle, Belle Plaine, and Jordan and the Mini-Met hosting games through Labor Day of this state tournament. And the guy who covers it and covers the sport like nobody else, Kip Kovar, from the Herald Journal, joining us, covering all those towns out in Wright County, and just doing a yeoman's job covering the sport all season long. Kip, good to visit with you, and here we are, another state tournament at hand.
Absolutely. It's the best time of the year. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and openers on Friday, and the weather didn't particularly cooperate, even though they were able to get all the games in. I was in Jordan at the Mini-Met last night. Lions Pub Warriors beat the New Market Muskies 6-5. New Market, way too many walks and errors in that game, and it cost them dearly. They were eliminated. The other Class B game on Friday night, that was in Shakopee at the Joe. Meesville beat the Minneapolis Mudcats 11-0 in seven innings. And then in Class C action, Waconia rolled over Hanska 10-0. And it was Union Hill beating St. Peter 9-3 in a full slate of games today at all four sites, Kip. And as I mentioned in the tease, the defending champ in Class C has been eliminated, Maple Lake. That's probably the biggest story so far this weekend.
Yeah, so far it just shows how tough it really is, not even just to make this tournament, but once you get here, you're going to get everybody's ace that first two weekends. There's really nothing to hold back, and Maple Lake took down Delano, a team that's been in the top 10 just to get here, and then that kind of just shows how hard this tournament is, that the defending champs who won it all last year didn't even make it out of the first round this year.
Yeah, Farming beat Maple Lake 4-1. So the defending C champs, they won the 100th tournament a year ago in Delano at the Muni, and they are done. So we have some results already and some games in the books. We talked about Friday night, and I'll have the Saturday scores in detail in a moment. But look at this tournament. Look at these towns. Number one, we brought up the Joe and Shakopee helping out on weekend one. Waconia did that duty the last 2 years, but you've got the Mini-Met in Jordan, you've got Belle Plaine and Green Isle hosting this year, and once again, these towns pull out all those stops.
Absolutely. I was in Green Isle last night for the Waconia game and get to that one a lot, being a guy who covers the Crow, and that's a beautiful park, and then got to Belle Plaine this morning, and that one has been a while since I've been to that one. It's pretty cool to see all the things they've done with it. You got the ivy on the fences and everything, and now I'm sitting in right field here at the Jordan Mini-Met, and every time I come here it just kind of moves up on my rankings of ballparks across the state. I've stopped probably 15 different places on the way in here talking to people. I'm like, wow, this would be a great spot to watch a game, and then move on. This is another great spot to watch a game. So looking forward to spending the next few weekends at all these parks.
And this is the final year of this arrangement. I know they moved, they eliminated A year ago. Now this year they have the B and the C. Next year we're going back to A, B, and C. Kip, you follow this very closely. What's the thought there? What's it going to look like in 2025?
Yeah, it's going to be a big change coming here. You're at your Class A that kind of got combined with B is going to go back up to Class A, and then to kind of make it easier, that higher B will go to A, and then that lower B will kind of stay B. And then kind of what you'll see, depending on how the results go this year, is those kind of perennial powerhouses in Class C are going to join B. So the kind of way I look at it is you're going to have your A, which is going to be your highest level kind of players and teams that you're kind of used to in A and B. And then B and C is kind of be more like a high C and a low C to me, where kind of the B is going to be more like Delano's and Jordan's and those kind of perennial powerhouses, and then that C's kind of open things up for those teams that maybe make it here once in a while, but I've been struggling to kind of make it here and giving them kind of a chance to get the state tournament experience as well.
Yeah, so once again, back to three classes. How do you break this down? I know Maple Lake, the defending champs, they're already gone, but how do you see the C going this year?
Yeah, every time I kind of look at the bracket, there's probably 5 to 10 teams that stick out that have a chance, but then when you really get a kind of look at it, every team after the first weekend, there's probably expands to 15 to 20 teams. I know there's the perennial powerhouses. Jordan's always good, and they're trying to be the first team to win it in their home ballpark in 20 years, and the last time someone did that was Jordan, so they're trying to repeat that feat. You got Young America, who I've seen a lot over the season, just covering them in the Crow River Valley League. They were Class B the last couple years. Actually took St. Louis Park into extra innings last year in the AB state tournament, so they're loaded. They're back in C, and they're kind of on a mission. You got Waconia. You got Bird Island, who made the championship a year ago, and then a bunch of other teams that are kind of looking to put their name in that tier with those teams.
And then ultimately in the B, you've got Air Freight Unlimited. They've got to be the favorite. They've won two out of the last 3 years among the big teams from the cities.
Yep, definitely. They still got, I forget the name of that pitcher, but they still have him, I believe. And they were just finishing up here when we were coming in to cover the Carver Pierce game that's going on right now at the Mini Met. But you got to think that with those arms and the experience that they have, they're going to be kind of everyone's target to knock out this year.
Yeah, and the key first two weekends is to get to that final weekend for sure of the state tournament. Once again, the B championship game is Labor Day weekend, Sunday night, 6 o'clock, and then the C championship game on Labor Day, as is tradition. And this year, once again, doesn't look like we're going to have too much weather trouble. Sunday looks great, and that's always the fingers crossed that you're going to be able to get the games in, particularly on these three weekends, because the schedules are so jam-packed.
Yeah, if you're one of those hosts, you're kind of hoping we're a weekend, you get some dry weather, some nice heat maybe even, and then get a little sprinkle throughout the week to kind of get the field back to perfect like you want it. So kind of worked out so far this year, and had a little hiccup in Green Isle. They got hit right before first pitch, but by 8 o'clock we were underway. So the hosts are looking forward to all the fields I've been to already have been looking pretty great, and some good crowds too.
Yeah, and I know, Kip, you would join me. The Minnesota Baseball Association does a great job, but, man, the volunteers in all these communities put in so much work. Shakopee on weekend one, but you look at the work they've done in Jordan and Belle Plaine and Green Isle. It is a true community effort, the way these towns come together to put this event on.
Absolutely, and it's really cool to see teams that hosted last year. They'll do a shift because Jordan and those guys volunteered at theirs, and then Broughton, Gaylord, Hutchinson, who hosts next year, I'm sure they'll have a shift here to kind of get some experience, see how they're running things. So it's always fun. I was a big part of it in 2021, kind of behind the scenes with Waconia, Chaska, and Hamburg, doing some social media and a lot of that stuff for them.
Yep.
And it was cool to kind of see the behind-the-scenes stuff where – being just a reporter, you kind of show up, you cover your game, you leave, and just seeing how much work truly goes into it and how much that these guys take pride in their ballparks and hosting a great tournament is a lot of fun to see.
Kip Kovar joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Kip, I've said it before, you do an unbelievable job covering town ball, covering state amateur baseball here in Minnesota. How do people find your work? Because you do a phenomenal job.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it these days, at @Kovar_HJSports. And then heraldjournal.com will have all our stuff on there for our local teams that we're covering. And then also kind of going forward the next few weekends on the Minnesota Baseball Association website, I'll be doing some writing for them covering both B and C tournaments, and we'll see where it takes us. But that's where you can probably find most of our stuff. And then crvlbaseball.com if you're a Pearl River or Region 7 fan as well.
Yeah, Minnesota Baseball Association.org is the website. Kip, good to visit with you. Tomorrow I've got all three at the Mini Met in Jordan on NSPN.TV, the official streaming service, so I got a busy day. It's not often I'll do three ball games in a row, but I'm going to try and get it done. I'm going to get my res tonight and do a little carb loading, and I'll be ready to go to call those three games tomorrow at the Mini Met.
That sounds like a plan. I'll be back here, too, for the Loretto game, so that should be a fun one with the Koski family coming into town.
Yeah, no doubt. Look forward to it. That'll be the final game of the day in Jordan. Kip, we'll see you then.
All right, appreciate it, Steve.
All right, Kip Kovar covering the state amateur baseball tournament through Labor Day. Great annual event, the 101st year of that tournament.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.